So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Shilem v'leirotzel lishava, Misham tashlumi keifel, l'misha pekadin etzloi. If the Shomer voluntarily paid for the pekadin, rather than swear to be exempt, and the ganav was then discovered, the Shomer gets back the keren that he paid, and he also gets the additional keifel and da'at v'hei. As the Gemara explains, v'ay l'makni l'kfeilo, the owner grants the keifel and da'at v'hei to the Shomer for his generosity in paying for the pekadin. Rabbi Yechiden now says, Kivin sh'amarein mishalem, ava pishalei shilem, v'ay l'makni l'kfeilo. As soon as the Shomer merely committed to pay for the pekadin, even if he did not actually pay yet, the owner grants him the keifel because the Shomer did not put off the owner with a shavua. Rapapa adds, Shomer chinam kivin sh'amar peshati makni l'kfeilo. Even if the Shomer only admitted to his guilt, such as the voluntary Shomer admitting to being careless, the owner grants him the keifel because the ibayi patr nafshi b'gineva. The Shomer did not put off the owner with a false claim that the pekadin was stolen, for which a Shomer chinam would be patr. Similarly, Shomer sachar kivin sh'amar nigneva makni l'kfeilo. If a paid Shomer admitted that the pekadin was stolen, the owner grants him the keifel because the ibayi patr nafshi b'shura mesa. The Shomer did not put off the owner with a false claim of an einus that the pekadin accidentally broke down or died, for which a Shomer sachar would be patr. The Gemara mentions two versions of Rapapa regarding a shayel abara. Rapapa says, shayel na mikimin sh'am harein mishalim makna l'kfeila. If a shayel merely committed to pay for the pekadin, the owner grants him the keifel because di bayi patr nafshe b'mesa machmas walacha. The Shomer did not put off the owner with a false claim that the animal died from the work, for which a shayel would be patr. Or if Papa says, shayel sh'ay maharin mishalim le'makna l'kfeila, if a shayel merely committed to pay for the pekadin, the owner does not grant him the keifel, because the Shomer could not have put off the owner with a false claim of mesa machmas malacha, because le'shriach, this is an unlikely occurrence, and the shayel would not have made this claim. The Gemara mentions Rav Zvid, who also concurs with this version of Rav Papa, and says, shayel ad shi'ashalem, only if the shayel actually paid for the pekadin does the owner grant him the keifel. But b'dibur le'makna le'kefela, through the shayel's verbal commitment, the owner does not grant him the keifel, even if we are to say, mesa machmas malacha shriach, because hayel v'chol hanah shaloi, the shayel received the full benefit from the loan, as he may use the pekadin at no charge, therefore the owner expects him to pay. However, regarding shomer sachar, b'dibur makni le'kefela, through the shomer sachar's verbal commitment, the owner does grant him the keifel, because ein kol hanah shaloi, a paid shomer does not benefit completely as he may not use the pekadin. Therefore, the owner does not expect him to pay. The Gemara discusses several questions in the concept of bai l'makna l'kfeila. The owner grants the keifel and dal v'hei to the shomer for his generosity in paying for the pekadin. Pshita, amar einu mishalim v'chazav amar hareinu mishalim. If the shomer first refused to pay and then agreed to pay, the owner grants him the keifel for his commitment. However, the Gemara inquires, Amma hareinu mishalem v'chazav amma einu mishalem, mai? If the Shomer first agreed to pay and then refused to pay, do we say mahadu kahadurbe, the Shomer retracted his commitment and therefore v'loy makna le'kefel? Or we say b'milse koi, v'duchu yehudu kamatchile, the Shomer did not retract from his commitment. He's merely stalling for time and therefore makna le'kefel. Another question. Amma hareinu mishalem umeis. The Amruban of Ein Onu Mishalman Mai, if the Shomer agreed to pay, but then died, and his heirs refused to pay, do we say, Mahadu Kahadribuhu, the heirs retracted from their father's commitment, and therefore, Velimachnalu Kefel? Or we say, B'milsa Davu and Kaimi, B'dechlihu de Kamatkale, the heirs did not retract from their father's commitment, and therefore, Umachnalu Kefel. Shalmu Banim Mai, if the father did not agree to pay, but after he died, the heirs paid for the Bekadin, do we say Matzi Amar Lahu, Kiak Noi Kefeila Lavuchin de Avili Neicha Navshoi, Le Detchuloi? The owner can claim, I only granted the kefil to your father because I benefited from him otherwise as well, but I did not grant the kefil to you, the heirs, because I did not otherwise benefit from you. Therefore, Vele Maknulu Kefil, or Leishna, the owner grants the kefil to anyone who agrees to pay, regardless of whether there were other benefits. Shilim Labanamai. If the owner died and the Shomer paid the heirs, do we say Matsu Amrule Ki Aknu Lach Avuna Kefela De Avadzes Le Naich Nafshei Avalanan Le Didan Lai? The owner's heirs can claim, our father granted you the kefel because he benefited from you otherwise as well, but we do not give you the kefel because we did not otherwise benefit from you. or Loishna, the heirs grant the kefil to all who agree to pay, regardless of whether there were other benefits. Shalmu banim lebanimai. If both the owner and shomer died, and the shomer's heirs paid the owner's heirs, as Rashi explains, do we say, Lekashum tzad necha nafsha be'elu shem kayam? The owner's heirs did not receive any favors from the shomer or from his heirs, and the owner did not receive any favors from the shomer's heirs. Therefore, lemaknulu kefela. Or shneim harishayim havelu necha nafsha b'hadadi. Since the two predecessors benefited from each other, maknulu kefela, the heirs grant the kefel to each other. The Gemara proceeds with several questions on whether one made a partial payment. Does he get a partial kefel or not? And all these questions remain unresolved. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the Mishnah's case of Shilim v'leirotza lishava, if the Shomer voluntarily paid for the Pekadon rather than swear to be exempt. Rav Huna says, Mashbinois is shvua she'ina b'shusa. Even if the Shomer pays for the Pekadon, he must also swear that the Pekadon is not in his possession. Because chashin and shema einam nasim ba. There is a concern that the Shomer still has the Pekadon, and he paid the owner because he wants to keep it for himself. The Gemara questions Rav Huna from a Mishnah Masechet Shavuos. In the Reisha it states, Hamavas chaver al mashkin ve'avar mashkin. If a person lent someone money and took an item from the borrower for security, and the item was then lost, ve'amar loy sela hilvisicho alav shekel hayishava. If the malva, the lender, claims that the mashkin was worth 2 dinar, less than the loan amount of 4 dinar, and you still owe me 2 dinar, v'hala oimer loy ki ala sela hilvisani alav sela hayishava. While the loiv of the borrower claims that the mashkin was worth 4 dinar as the loan amount, and I owe you nothing, potter, the loiv is not obligated to swear kama hayashava how much the item was worth, because he's a kefar koil. He denies the entire claim. However, if v'hala oimer loy ki ala sela hilvisani lav shloisha dinar hayashava, if the loiv claims that the mashkin was worth 3 dinar, which is less than the loan amount of 4 dinar, and I still owe you 1 dinar, chayiv, the loiv is obligated to swear kama hayashava how much the item was worth, because he was moed b'miktzis. He admitted part of the claim. The Mishnah there concludes, mi nishba, mi shapekodin etzloi, shem yishava zeh v'yitzi halah sapekodin. The Gemara initially understood that the chum transferred the shvu obligation from the loiv to the malva, and the malva makes the shvu of the item's worth, because if the loiv was to make the shvu, there's a concern that the malva, who had the item, might bring forth the item and prove that the loiv swore falsely. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Vim isa l'derav huna, kivin nimishtabeya malva she'in nimishusay, heicha matzim apikla. According to Rav Huna, that the malva must swear that the item is not in his possession, the malva would not show the item because this will prove that he swore falsely. Apparently, there is no obligation for a shvur she'in b'shusay. The Gemara offers 3 explanations. Rav Yosef says this is a case of sheyesh edim shenigneva. 2 witnesses confirmed that the item was stolen, and the malva was not obligated to make a shvur she'in b'shusay. But even so, there is a concern for the tarach u'maisila. Afterward, the malva will investigate the people who frequent his home, and he will retrieve the stolen item and prove the loiv wrong. Abaye says, there's concern for shemayitin v'yemeloi achar shavua metzasiya. The malva will swear falsely, she'en b'shusay, and then he will claim that he found the item after he made the shavua. Rav Ashi says, the leiva does make the shavua for the item's worth, and the chacham only initiated that malva nishba tchila the malva swears first that ain't the b'shusay, and the leiva then swears kama hayashava, because if the leiva was to swear first, the malva might then bring forth the item and prove the leiva wrong.